Well, I had a major stroke. I'm frankly lucky to be alive. I had been very, very heavily overworking, mostly my own fault, in the year before that. I'd had two minor strokes, it turned out, in that year, which I hadn't noticed. And then I did the terrible thing of believing what I read in the newspapers, because the newspapers were saying what we must all do is take very, very intensive exercise in short bursts. And that's the way to health. Well, I went onto a rowing machine and gave it everything I had and had a very strange feeling afterwards, and then a blinding headache and flashes of light. Served out the family meal, went to bed, woke up the next morning lying on the floor, unable to move. And what I'd done is I'd torn the carotid artery, which takes blood into the brain, and had a stroke overnight, which is basically just wipes out a bit of your brain. In my case, luckily, not my voice or memory or anything like that, but the whole left-hand side of my body. So I'm still not able to walk fluently. I do a kind of elegant hobble, is the best I can manage. My left arm isn't much good yet. And so as soon as I'm ready, I hope to be back, but I've got a lot of physio still to do.
But you did that literally on a rowing machine?
On a rowing machine, yes. Beware rowing machines, or at least beware being too enthusiastic of rowing machines, would be my message to the nation.
It's been a long road for you already, hasn't it? 4 months since
yes.
You had a stroke, 3 months in hospital.
And the only way through is intensive physio and doing a lot of it. And I'm now in the period where if I really concentrate on the physio, I will get better. And if I don't, I won't, which is why I'm not back trying to do the job full time, I have to say.
But you will be back.
I will
in this chair. Presenting your programme.
As the not the E in interview terms. Yes, I hope so, Sophie. Thank you very much.
We're very much looking forward to seeing you here.
Thank you.